It's time for Brother Larry's Sinner's Sunday. Oh yeah. You tell him, Larry. Brother Larry coming at ya.
Thank you, Brother Dre. Thank you, Larry Edson. Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Sinner's Sunday. Great to be with you again. We're less than 10 days from Christmas, and what's not to like about that? Well, I'll tell you, in Tuesday's regular show, Christmas in Hell, but here in the chapel, we don't get into all that venal stuff in Michigas. Here we try to keep things on a spiritual plane, but it's very difficult, almost impossible, because we are flesh and blood. And if we look at the big, big picture, that fat little baby named JC arrived on this spinning ball 2018 years ago with a bifurcated mission. Part one was to show us how not to be creeps to ourselves and one another. And part two was to let us know that our terribly brief ride upon spaceship Earth is not from point A to point B. That when it ends, it doesn't really end. It's more of a transfer. Maybe spaceship Earth is the wrong analogy. Maybe life is more like a train ride, and JC is the conductor. But the story of that baby's birth is truly amazing, and lots of people, even scads of church-going Christians, have only the haziest idea of how it all went down. And probably as a result of that ignorance of the history and facts, their belief is tenuous at best. We see these, what would you call them, ignorance videos? See them all over the internet of people being asked simple stuff about their own homeland, like, how did Washington, D.C. get its name? Or to maybe name three past presidents, or who were the opponents in World War II? And so many people have no idea, no knowledge about events that occurred only decades or just a few hundred years ago. So when people are told a story that transpired 2,000 years ago, they have difficulty buying into its truth. Maybe they just can't believe that any history was recorded before Google and cell phone video. But if we really think about 20 centuries, break it down into segments of 50 years, it becomes much easier to grasp that span of time. It no longer seems so gargantuan in scale. Most of us can trace our own family history back at least to great-grandparents, right? Which should span, what, around 100 years? And then if you think about doing that just 20 times over, then the time of Jesus Christ seems a lot less ancient. People in his time were leading pretty sophisticated lives. They were long, long out of the caves. There were books and schools and doctors and musicians, restaurants and hotels, and people wore elaborate clothing, and you could rent a horse or a mule to get where you wanted to go. Same as Uber, just without the app. Better homes in Rome even had gas jets under the tiled floors, so your feet would be nice and toasty when you got out of bed in the morning. Know any houses that have that today? I don't. They were also pretty good at measurements and record keeping. So we know this baby was born, and within a few days or weeks when he was born, and they're pretty sure they've pinpointed precisely where he was born in the Holy Land. And the reason Joe and Mary were headed to Bethlehem on that long ride was remarkably modern. To register for the census so they could pay taxes. There really is nothing new under the sun, is there? Governments are by nature corrupt. The state of California now wants to tax text messages, and I guarantee those thieving criminals in Sacramento will do it. And nobody ever does anything about it. You may recall when movie star Arnold Schwarzenegger successfully ran for governor here, his most powerful campaign speech went thusly.
From the time they get up in the morning and flush the toilet, they're taxed. Then they go and get a coffee. they're taxed. They get into their car, they're taxed. They go to the gas station, they're taxed. They go for lunch, they're taxed. And this goes on all day long. Tax, 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 tax.
Of course, Arnold was unsuccessful in repealing any taxes. And so the Romans, they taxed everything. Real estate, land, homes, animals, slaves, olives, wine, you name it. For a while, they hired freelance tax collectors who were called publicani and were paid a cut of how much tax they collected. So they were basically extortionists who would gouge as much as possible to line their own pockets. It's no different now. The IRS pays snitches a cut of whatever they collect by ratting out friends, neighbors, and co-workers. And just imagine how much the Jewish people enjoyed paying taxes to their invaders and persecutors. Apparently, Joe and Mary were law-abiding citizens, and so that's why they made that long haul from Nazareth to Bethlehem to register. There's always some stinking government shaking people down for their hard-earned shekels. And what do we get in return? Mostly abuse. Now, Joe is a descendant of King David, so maybe that made him better known than the average guy, so he had to pony up. But I know how I would have been feeling at that time, having to drag my very pregnant wife 65 miles through the desert on a donkey because some overfed punk emperor wanted to count and number everyone so he could steal their money. I'd have been furious. And then when they got to town, they couldn't even find a hotel because everyone had gotten there first, so they had to bivouac in a damn stable and birth a child there. But that should give you some idea of just how sophisticated life was back then. I mean, imagine the IRS getting their pilfering done without the sickening matrix of electronics they have at their disposal. When you look at the story of Christmas in the historical context and see how really almost nothing has changed in 20 centuries, you start to realize that the far more important part of JC's mission is that of the conductor on that train handing out transfers. Because there is no utopia on Earth. There never was, and there never will be. There's a moronic philosophical question they've been debating in college ethics classes forever. Is man basically good or evil? The answer is neither, because the question is gimmicked. Man is basically flawed. Period. And as long as human beings are running things on Earth, it's going to be a struggle. And for thousands of years, it was a pointless struggle. And then JC arrived with his wonderful message that the end is really the beginning. That's the best part of Christmas. When times are good, Christmas is fantastic. But when we encounter some speed bumps or maybe some gut punches, it can actually make us feel worse. All around us, we see people who seem to be enjoying themselves. And when we're not seeing them in person, we're bombarded by even more commercial imagery designed to make us feel, what, less than we are. People exiting magnificent homes to see new automobiles with red bows around them. Everyone smiles with perfect teeth, wearing perfect clothes on perfect bodies, having a perfect, perfect Christmas. Of course, it's never perfect. But when it really goes off the rails, when one of those speed bumps looks more like a mountain, that's when we could use some help. And so, I have a request for all of you that hang with us here at the chapel. And there's a lot of you. A longtime listener and supporter of this show needs your help. His name is Mark, and he's a really, really good guy. How do I know? Because we got to be friends when he was trying, at his own expense and peril, to help a family member that was circling the drain. He was ultimately successful and helped that person turn his life around. Now, he's having some serious health issues. And that should not be because he's a young dude. But none of us has any choice in that matter. I would never try to lead anybody in prayer. I leave that stuff to the corporate God providers. But I would ask that you throw some prayers out there for Mark on your own. He needs them, and he deserves them. It will help him, and it's a great opportunity for us to all bank some good karma. I have to run now and do some Christmas shopping. I live with three females, and if I don't get this right, I'll be needing your prayers. Come back this Tuesday and help me skewer the other side of Christmas. I've got some stories of Yuletide disasters and disappointments that will blow your mind and crack you up. Support this ministry at patreon.com/thatlarryshow. Write to me at thatlarryshow@gmail.com. And I'll see you Tuesday. And until then, God bless.